This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Federal Reserve will wrap up its two-day meeting on interest rates later today with Chair Jerome Powell's news conference that could contain hints about where rates go from here. And investors are focusing on something else. The Treasury Department will reveal the mix of bonds they'll use to borrow through the rest of the year. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more on why the pros are watching this.
Four times a year, the Treasury Department announces how much the government will borrow and how it will borrow for that quarter and in the near future. It's usually a snooze fest. Morgan Stanley Global Chief Economist Seth Carpenter made those dry announcements years ago when he was at the Treasury Department.
Part of the objective when I was doing the press conferences was not to make headlines.
But no more. The interest rate the government pays on the bonds it issues to borrow money has soared, getting investors' attention. Things like mortgages are tied to bond rates, so Carpenter says they're getting pricier too.
When the 10-year Treasury yield goes up, the 30-year mortgage rate goes up, and we've seen mortgages up around 8%.
And the Fed didn't have to lift a finger. In fact, later today, Fed Chair Jerome Powell is expected to announce the Fed is leaving interest rates unchanged, letting the bond market do the heavy lifting. The Fed has been pushing interest rates higher to cool the economy and beat back inflation. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.